The Democratic Alliance in KwaZulu-Natal is appalled by the shocking allegations of abuse at Mandla Mthethwa School of Excellence, where a matric learner was reportedly assaulted by the principal of the school and three police officers, one of whom was allegedly intoxicated. According to the learner's mother, who's written an affidavit that the DA is in possession of, he and other students were woken up at 2 a.m., forced into push-up positions and brutally beaten with hands, booted feet and even a firearm. The learner was singled out, taken outside and assaulted further before being forced to admit to misconduct. This ordeal has left him physically injured and deeply traumatized, affecting his ability to complete his exams and ultimately leading to his failure of his NSC Matric 2024 examinations. His mother has confirmed that he remains emotionally distressed and fearful of law enforcement. This is a blatant violation of the South African Schools Act, which prohibits corporal punishment, the Children's Act, which prohibits minors from abuse, and the Constitution, which guarantees the right to safety and dignity. Schools should be places of learning and growth, not fear and brutality. The DA demands an urgent and independent investigation from the KZN Department of Education, and we have written to the MEC to urgently action it to this end, and the Independent Police Investigative Directorate, IPID, where we have written to the chairperson of the Police Portfolio Committee of Parliament, Ian Cameron. Those responsible must be held accountable and the affected learners must receive the necessary psychological support. We also instruct the Provincial Community Safety Department to run a parallel investigation in the province to get to the bottom of this. We will not rest until justice is served and every child in KZN is safe in their school environment.